never be more loved than I am right now. Wasn't holding you up, so there's nothing I can do to let you down. It doesn't take a trophy to make you proud. I'll never be more loved than I am right now.
Going through a storm, but I won't go down. I hear your voice carried in the rhythm of the wind to call me out.
You would cross an ocean so I wouldn't drown.
You've never been closer than you are right now.
You are Jaira, you are enough. Jaira, you are enough. I will be content in every circumstance. You are Jaira, you are enough.
I'm already loved, I'm already chosen. You've spoken. I'm already loved more than I could imagine, and that is enough.
I'm already loved, I'm already chosen. I know who I am, I know what you've spoken. I'm already loved more than I could imagine, and that is enough. That is enough. And that is enough. That is enough. You are enough, so I am enough. You are enough, I am enough.
If he dresses the lily with beauty and splendor, how much more will he clothe you? How much more?
Hey guys, it feels good to be back.
It feels good and it feels weird.
We need to stop saying that. We need to stop saying it feels good to be back. But man, it's such a blessing to be able to sit here, to be able to be in the presence of the Lord this morning as I was praying and meditating on the word of God. And I couldn't help but thank God that, God, I'm so grateful that I actually desire to be in your presence. Because sometimes you take for granted that desire. You know, when you have moments when you're in and out and you're just not sure where you're going, but in those moments where you just want the presence of the Lord, I was just so grateful for that moment this morning.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that moment comes when you intentionally create space for God.
Yeah.
And I guess life sometimes gets
to a point where you have to make way for him.
Absolutely.
Where he has to be like enough.
Yeah.
So I want to ask you, I know this is one of your favorite songs and I know you loved the song before it was even released.
Tell them the story.
So guys, so Elevation, actually, this is a song by Elevation in Maverick City. If you guys don't know, obviously, you know, if you watch this channel, then you should be a big Mav City and Elevation fan. But this song in particular, they started singing, I think, earlier in the year.
No, last year.
Last year already. Yeah. So the first time Bumi heard it, she was blown away. And she was like, we have to do the song. And I was like, okay, but where's the song? Because like, it wasn't released yet.
Also, what else did I say?
And then she said, this song is going to be one of the biggest songs
and ever what did you in say? The whole world.
And I said, I don't know. But yeah, so when it eventually released, it was just a matter of time until we did it. But also, I think sometimes a song needs to speak to you first.
Yeah.
If you guys hear kids, you should understand we've got kids.
Yeah.
But sometimes a song needs to speak to you on a more real level.
Yeah.
And I think that was the case with this particular song. I mean, where it really started to mean something like that more than enough.
Yeah.
And there's a reason why we did the parts that we did, because it's a 10-minute song. But these are the parts that speak to us. I mean, that last part when he talks about God dressing the lilies and clothing flowers. And it's like you think about it and you realize how much more God loves us.
Yeah.
And you look back on your life and you reflect and you think, man, what I've done so much, yet God's grace is still over my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were asking me a question.
So the question I wanted to ask you was, what does this song mean to you? What is it about the song that actually speaks to you?
Yeah. So I first heard the song like last year and they just brought it on. And then I think throughout of last year, I just kept listening to it, looking for it wherever I could find it and just listening to it. And the words were just so deep for me. And I wrote a song called I Am Loved, right? And that song kind of speaks to my heart. I think one of the reasons why I relate so much to Pastor Ferdic is because just like him, I think we both have a level of insecurity and not feeling like we're enough, like we continuously have to do stuff. So I think that's kind of my thorn. The thorn in my flesh is feeling like I always have to perform. It's not enough. And this song that says, Jireh, you are enough, has found me in such a place where God says rest. And I'm like, God, I can't rest because that's not enough.
Yeah,
I can't. I need to do something. That's where my identity is in doing something. And he says, Jireh, I am enough. I am the provider. And we always think of provider as just providing of manna, food, money. But he provides identity. He provides security.
He provides peace.
He fills us. He's the only thing that can ever be enough. Because like everything, our careers, our children, even our spouses, you can never be enough for me.
No, you can't.
You can never.
If you are married, you
will
know
this. You can never be enough. My kids can never be enough. My career can never be enough. That's why we're constantly always chasing and bettering. But he says, I am enough. And my favorite part, I'm already loved. I'm already chosen, which goes back to that thing again. There's nothing that I have to do. I don't have to do more to earn that love.
You don't have to earn the love.
Yeah. And you, what does it mean to you? Which part?
Sure. I think for me, it's because I remembered we were watching, I think we were watching a live stream and they sang
it was a live stream,
And I remember just hearing that first line that says, I'll never be more loved than I am right now.
Yeah.
And that spoke to me because it's like what you're saying. Like, we always think that God is like man, where you have to perform for his love.
Yeah.
And you don't. And there's nothing that you could do that could make him love you more, or nothing that you've done that could make him love you less.
Yeah.
And so that knowledge for me was so reassuring, especially if you are trying to do work for the kingdom and you're trying to do something. Putting yourself out there, you need to know that.
Yeah, being vulnerable.
We spoke about this on Bumi's channel, actually.
Yeah.
If you haven't checked it out, check out Bumi's video on vulnerability. It's pretty much what we're talking about today.
Absolutely.
But it's that thing. It's how are you vulnerable if you don't know this truth about God?
Sure, that's deep.
This is the truth that I think we all needed to know. And I think that's why the song has done so well.
Yeah.
Is because everyone feels that. I think you said you were talking about insecurities. And I think we all suffer from that.
Yeah.
I think if we don't protect ourselves, we all suffer from not, especially if you're really passionate about something.
Yeah.
You suffer from not knowing if you're good enough.
Yeah.
Not knowing if you actually deserve to be there. Sometimes the issue isn't that you lack, it's that you are too blessed.
Sure.
Because then you start to feel like, I don't deserve.
Yeah, I don't deserve.
I don't deserve to be here. I don't deserve to do all these things. Yeah, because,
imposter syndrome. Yeah, that's because the word.
Who am I? Yeah. Like, it's that thing. But, like, Pastor Fredrick puts it so well. Guys, we listen to a lot of Pastor Fredrick. So we're probably going to be quoting him the whole thing. But he talks about how the thorn in your flesh is meant to balance you.
Yeah, absolutely. Because so, if we didn't have that, I mean, if there wasn't. Personal example, if there wasn't that insecurity or not feeling good enough, I wouldn't need God.
No, you
I'd
wouldn't.
Be like,
you'd have it. You'd
yeah,
have it
I've down. Got this. I can just put myself out there. But knowing that I've got issues or knowing my thorn, I'm always like, God, if you don't come through, it's not happening.
Yeah.
And we need that dependency on God. And I think God has different names in the Bible for a reason. I think he said to Moses, I am. And whatever moment we're in, we can fill that am in. If you've watched the movie, The Shack. The Shack, one of my favorite movies because I think it perfectly depicts how God takes up the space we need him to be. If we need him to be a warm hag mother figure, he can be that. If we need him to provide food, he is that. If that's why to Moses he said, I am, and we can decide, I am Jireh, my provider. I am.
All right, guys. So we could go on over and over. We love this song. We love this topic because I feel especially that there's so many of us that we need to encourage each other.
Yeah.
And that's another reason why I started this channel, because when we started Free to Worship, church had just shut down, like the doors of church, physical church.
Yeah.
But I knew that we still need a community.
We do.
Where we worship together and we talk about things. And I hope that this is that for you.
Yeah.
And
I have one more thing to say.
What do you have to say?
I want to share it, but it's been so heavy on my heart. The desire to just chase after the things of God. I don't know why, but I feel like I need to emphasize that we need to go back to that place. Go. There's a song I was listening to this morning. I don't remember what it's about or which one, but it said a specific line that I'm going back to my first love. And I think in this time, God is really, really speaking specifically in my heart on emphasizing that we need to go back to our first love. In the beginning of the year, we said, return to God. And God is really still pressing in my heart. I don't know why. I can't question it. But I just want to share with everybody that we really need to return to our first love. The reason we fell in love with God, the reason we gave our lives over. Sure. Yes, the things are amazing. The physical manifestation of miracles are amazing. But before we knew all of that, that desire, that hunger for the presence of God, for prayer, for worship, for study of word, we really need to go back to that place. And things will come, but that sacred, holy place of just seeking God and just wanting to live a life that pleases God.
That old church
the
basement.
Old church basement. That's where we're going.
That's where we need to be. Yeah. That's so true, because we need that. We need that stability.
Yeah.
Whether God is blessing us, whether things are falling apart, we need that rock.
Absolutely.
So, guys, that's the message, I guess, for today.
Yeah.
Let's return to God and return to that rock. Have him as the rock of our lives.
Yeah. Right. We love you guys.
Anything else?
No, my heart is so full.
This is what I like about Free to Worship, as opposed to other platforms that we have, because we have a lot of... But we can really just let loose. This is unfiltered, guys.
Yeah, very
I don't
unfiltered.
Edit any of this, because at the end of the day, sise son tweni. But one more thing. There is Free to Worship merch.
Yeah.
Which I think I'll probably put like pictures of it at the end of this video, that you can buy on my website, brendanpraise.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's available. I think.
Are we getting more merch? Like, are we getting winter merch?
It's like 80% sold out.
Yeah, which is
so
amazing.
So make sure that you guys get it. There will be a winter drop coming. So you guys look out for that. But yeah, we're back on YouTube. We'll be posting every Tuesday. Hopefully. I'm not sure what time because it really takes a lot to do these songs.
I think the thing with Free to Worship is, unlike every other thing we do, we can't schedule and say, okay, from 10 to 11, this is what we're doing.
Gonna do this. It's because sometimes it's
spontaneous, and we have to allow God to do Brendan. You're starting. Yeah. And someone commented in the comment section that whenever I'm serious, you just out here with the jokes.
Yeah, but you're right.
But yeah, we need to have that spontaneous moment, that time. We need to study. We need to learn the songs. It's a whole process. So forgive him for not being
but
consistent.
Thank you guys so much for all the love, and we hope you enjoyed this week's episode.
God bless you. You are just